Good Sunday morning. Tafalcha Roth Gujia on Urgel Kansha Chin Nekishat Ni. Welcome to the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM on this Sunday morning. We make Tactus Jah Armajan Erhevan Owen. I was coming in this morning down by the river. I live out the East End and it was just wonderful. This is the first blue skied Sunday morning I've had in a long time coming in. And as I was looking on the river, I saw the ripples of wind on the water. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get out sailing this afternoon. Well, I hope I do. I hope the sky stays blue. And you're listening to Chin 97.9 FM. This is the Gaelic Hour. This is Austin Camerton. And we're also out there on the internet at www.thegaelichour.ca. And we stream live and we podcast and we have archives up there. And we have a calendar up there. So we try and keep you up to date with some of the events that are going on. And I do have to tell you that on the 12th of August, you need to plan. It's a Wednesday. But it's a day that you want to play golf. Because it's the Heart and Crown annual golf tournament and it's in support of St. Patrick's Home. And if you need any information on that, drop me an email, austin@thegaelichour.ca, and I'll pass you on the information to you. Or you can contact Jennifer Connolly out at St. Patrick's Home on Riverside Drive. And there's also more information available, of course, at any of the Heart and Crown pubs. And I want to express my gratitude to the Irish Village Heart and Crown and all the pubs for their continued support of this programme. Without their help, I would not be on the air. And likewise, the Monterey Inn Resort. Well, this morning we're going to cover a lot of territory. We're going to talk about the Art of Being Green. That's a festival that's going on out in Lanark County. We're going to cover off an interesting call from Catherine Webster. She's the director of the Cliffs of Moher Visitor Experience. And we're going to talk about the Altmont Kelfest. But first, we're going to talk about face. And we're going to talk to John O'Keefe. And John is a good Irish man. You'll pick it up as soon as you hear the accent. And John is involved with About Face, but he's also involved with the Canadian Dental Association. But that's not what we're talking to him about today. Because every year, hundreds of thousands of children are born with facial defects. And thousands more people acquire facial disfigurements every day, whether it be through accidents or through disease. And it's not something that you can hide. So it's very challenging. So on July 18th, there is a sponsored parachute jump that will take place in the Ottawa area to raise awareness and funds for About Face. John O'Keefe, welcome to the Gaelic Hour.
Thanks very much, Austin. Thanks for allowing me to be on the programme this morning.
So I gave a little intro there on About Face. Did I give some... was it reasonably accurate?
Very accurate, Austin. It's a very small organisation. It was founded in 1985. And what it does is it helps children and their parents and families to live with the experience of having a facial difference, a facial disfigurement. You know, there's great surgeons out there, there's great dentists and other health services that provide treatments for these patients. But when they go away from the hospital and go home and have to go out on the street every day and interact with other people, About Face is there to provide them with information and also with services that help them to build their self-esteem. You know, Austin, I had cancer surgery myself 2 years ago, and if you met me on the street, you wouldn't know that I had it. It's hidden from the world. But if that cancer was on my face, there'd be no way of hiding it. And when you have a difference that's right out there in your face, facing the world is quite a challenge. And About Face is there for people like this and helps them to face the world.
So on the 18th, then, you have a sponsored parachute jump.
We do.
Tell us about that.
Well, at Mile High Parachuting out there in Arnprior, there's a sponsored jump, and there's a huge Irish connection to that, and an Ottawa Irish connection, I might add. There's two young people, Niall and Karina Higgins. Karina is a student at the University of Ottawa, and their parents, Brian and Anne, they hail from Belfast, and they're going to get out of a plane and raise funds for About Face. There's six of these jumps taking place across the country. And what we're trying to do is to get people to pledge funds for About Face, and it's for summer camps that help to bring together children with facial disfigurement and help to bring them to meet others in the same situation as themselves, so that they can raise their self-esteem.
And of course, John, when somebody is young and at that age, that can oftentimes be the most traumatic, difficult times, because children can be very, very cruel to each other. So to have some environment where children with like challenges are able to come together and help build each other's self-esteem is a powerful thing to do.
I interviewed a young fellow last year. He's now 17 years of age, and he was born with a bilateral cleft palate. And he told me about going around as a young child and being teased. And here was the phrase that stuck out in his mind. You're the kid with the screwed up face. And he talked about going to his first About Face camp and arriving at the mall, you know, where they were getting the bus to go to the camp. And he said, I met other children that were like myself. And it was the first time, as they were traveling on the bus together, it was a busload of children who all had the same experience. And they went off to this camp, and he said it was a life-changing experience for him. And the wonderful thing about him is that all he wants to do now is give back to About Face. And the sponsored parachute jump that Niall and Karina will be doing on the 18th is to raise money for camps like that, and to help young fellas like Will Archer get over the feeling of being told and teased, you're the kid with the screwed up face, and just to get out and face life with confidence.
So, John, if somebody would like to sponsor, how can they go about it?
Well, I think that the best thing I can advise is that people would either go online and go to the website of About Face, and it's www.aboutface.ca. That's the first thing. So aboutface.ca. And the second thing, if people are uncomfortable about going online, they could ring an 800 number. It's 800-665-FACE. And that's 3223. And look for extension 23 and speak with Elizabeth. I just can't speak highly enough about young people like Niall Higgins and Karina Higgins. You know, Karina was last year's Toronto Rose of Tralee contestant. And as you know well yourself, Austin, the young women who go in for the Rose of Tralee are just the cream of the crop. Very, very fine people. And I encourage you to stick at your Rosa Tralee involvement there, because no matter what people say about the young people of today, they're as good as anybody. And the young people that are in the Rosa Tralee, like Karina, and then of course there's her brother Niall. He's a lion tamer. So any fellow who can get into a cage with lions, he doesn't worry about jumping out of a plane for a charitable cause. Great young people.
Well, John, we'll wrap up here, and I do want to thank you for taking the time to come online. But I will say, not only that, yes, Karina, people up here, some of the people will have met Karina because she has been involved with the selection process early on in the Rose, and she was here when we selected our Rose, Sarah Thornton. And indeed, one of the things about the Rose is that the contestants are very socially minded, and it's part of the people that, what you say, they are the cream of the crop in every way. If anyone has any inquiries, and if they haven't caught the website or the number that John has put out there, don't be shy about sending me an email. It's austin@thegaelichhour, and I'll pass it on to John, and you can make your donations, or you can make your fill in your sponsorship information. We'll get it sorted out one way or another. John, I want to thank you at this early hour on a Sunday morning for coming here on the Gaelic Hour.
Thank you so much, Austin. I really appreciate this opportunity.
You're welcome. Take care, John. That was John O'Keefe, and we were talking about FACE. We're going to switch gears now totally, and we're going to go to something else, but very much up the valley still, and are just outside town. And next weekend, the Almont Kelfest gets underway, and I have in studio with me Jim Mountain. Welcome to the Gaelic Hour, Jim.
Thank you very much.
I know that was a sobering start to us Sunday morning listening to John there, but what the Almont Kelfest is all about is bringing people there and helping them to socialise and in many ways build self-esteem as well.
Absolutely, and listening to the previous interview, I mean, that's up in Arnprior, that's the spirit of the valley, really.
Yeah.
People coming together, helping communities, helping neighbors at times like that.
Right.
That's what this is all about, actually.
So what have you got lined up this year? And first of all, it starts on when? Friday night you get
it starts on Friday night. It began really with the O'Connell family and Terry Curry out there 13 years ago, and it started as an afternoon, and it's now
a full-fledged weekend.
Yeah, and sometimes we think, well, should we have done this? But I think there's so much material, we could have spread it over two weekends, actually.
Yeah.
And it really is a showcasing of Ottawa Valley music, song, and dance. And there's so much here. And we sort of take it for granted a little bit.
Right.
I think it's as rich as Cape Breton or other parts of Canada, where we have this really amazing tradition that's come down through, well, from overseas to here, and it's been here for generations. And that's what we're trying to do. It's about 95% Ottawa Valley in terms of what's hitting the stage. And then
yeah.
we bring in some guests to just kind of inspire us a little bit.
And when you say you bring in some guests, I know on the Saturday night is really when you have your showcase come together and people sit down in a semi-formal environment mm-hmm. of the town hall.
That's true. If I start Friday night, maybe I'll continue that way and then
right.
build it through. We have some area pubs that are hosting music, the Naismith Pub, Bally Giblin's in Carlton Place, and the Barley Mow, which just started up out there. And that's, they've been supportive of us, and we're trying to give back a little bit to them. On Saturday, in the downtown, we're sort of exploring the ancient mythologies and legends and lore of Celtic culture, in a sense.
Okay.
In the downtown, and that's where we've got this great group of people. We have a fairy wand making, and sort of looking at the whole Dunedin sort of story. And we've got in the park beside the river, we've got harpist Acacia Lyra, we've got Heather Dale, she does composing sort of along the lines of Lorena McKenna. She really looks at the ancient stories and the ancient songs, and that'll all be there.
Right.
Plus a whole series of workshops through the day at the Old Town Hall, music workshops which feature fiddle, guitar, boron, mandolin, banjo, step dancing. And there's information about all of that and all the instructors, really accomplished instructors, on our website.
Right.
Then at night we have a big kickoff in the park, which is an exceptional natural amphitheater. It's one of the best in the country. And that's where we have the Buster Brown dancers. He's legendary up the valley. We've got Peter Dawson, he's with a group called Dusty Strings now. We've got Heather Dale back on stage. The Fitzgerald family, they're just up and coming. They're big in the United States.
Well, let's stop there, because yes. Let's go maybe talk to the Fitzgeralds. But while
yes.
we're maybe getting the Fitzgeralds online, we could listen maybe to one of Heather Dale's tracks. And it is from her CD. And it's one called Troubadour. And I see it's listed as a cheery folk song about mm-hmm. creative leadership. Which, again, fits in with what we were talking about with John O'Keefe. Mm-hmm. And we'll just take a sample of this, and maybe we'll have the Fitzgeralds online when
Very
we
good.
Come back.
No one knew from whence he'd come, or all the shadings of his life. He'd walked in dreams across the land, and waking flown within the night. Oh, how he enchanted us, till summer fled and autumn turned. Oh, how he enchanted us, and left us rich with what we learned. knew him from the tales he told, in breath and string, gaze and drum. We marveled at the dancing world our simple silence had become. Oh, how he enchanted us, till summer fled and autumn turned. Oh, how he enchanted us and left us rich with what we'd learned. So raise your voices.
And that was Heather Dale. Very, very nice indeed. We have Paddy Fitzgerald on the phone now. Good morning, Paddy.
Good morning, Austin.
And welcome to the Gaelic Hour. And Jim is here as well. Jim, we were just talking about you're going to be at Almon Kelfest. I'm going to let Jim take over from here because, Jim, you know, the Fitzgerald... I looked at your little snippet on some of your stuff on YouTube, and you certainly have an interesting and varied selection and presentation style, Paddy.
Well, we do a fairly varied program. We do a lot of different styles of music, different styles of dancing. So yeah, it's a very eclectic group, I guess you'd say.
So how long have you guys been out there on the road performing?
Well, as a group, we've been performing together maybe for 5 or 6 years, but we've as a family group, basically we've been doing music together all of our lives. So, but as a musical group on the road, maybe 5 or 6 years.
And I noticed that the snippets that are on YouTube are from Idaho. So you're obviously penetrating certainly the upper U.S. states. How far afield have you managed to be successful and get into and introduce your music?
Well, we've performed across Canada pretty much in the last few years in the United States as well. And as well, we played Canada Day in the Bahamas about 3 years ago. So that was exciting.
Very, very different, I would think.
Oh, it certainly was. Yeah, it was sort of a different flavor. But something about the Irish, they seem to be scattered all over the world, and you'll find little pockets anywhere, I think.
I know the Irish do have very little pockets. It's kind of...
They're not very deep anyway, Austin.
Yeah, we in fact, many of us have no pockets.
No, and then the ones that have pockets have holes in them, I think.
That's definitely true, definitely true. So you're up here, and Jim was telling us, when mm-hmm. first time is Friday night?
Actually, Saturday night. We're going to make them work pretty hard, I think. But right. We're going to treat them well. And we're really excited about having the Fitzgeralds with us. We've been hoping to get them, and they had a little break in the schedule, which allowed the whole family to come in. So, yes, on the main stage on the Saturday night, they'll be on about 8:30. And then what we're calling after hours, it's not that late, really. It starts around 9, 9:15 at the Old Town Hall. They'll be back on stage there with a set at around 10 o'clock. And they call it Everything Fits, I think is in quotation marks the name of that show.
Yeah.
And Patty, maybe you could explain who's in your, you know, in terms of the family, because I've seen parts of you at the Pakenham Fiddle and Step Dancing Competition. So you've got several members.
Well, it's actually is our whole family, Jim. My wife and I accompany our four youngsters. I primarily play the bass and the mouthpiece of our show, and my wife, who is the brains of our show, she plays piano, and our four kids, to anybody who has been to the Pakenham Fiddle Contest, have likely seen them on stage. Our oldest is Pat, he's 21, he plays drums and step dance. Our oldest daughter is Julie, she plays fiddle and step dance, and she's 19. Our youngest daughter, Carrie, is 18, she plays fiddle, step dance, and mandolin and piano as well. And our youngest is Tom, and Tom is 16. He plays fiddle, step dances, mandolin, and guitar.
So certainly kind of a nice selection of instruments, and I know, as I said, I've seen on that snippet on YouTube, and if anyone wants to go on YouTube and do a search under Everything Fits, it'll pop up. The step dancing, very, very good as well, and very entertaining. Paddy, I'm going to let you go, and thank you for taking the call and coming on the Gaelic Hour on this Sunday morning, and looking forward to you being up here in Almont next weekend, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend for the rest of the weekend.
Thanks very much, Austin, and thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Take care, Paddy.
They're back on stage on Sunday as well, so if people want to come out and can't catch them Saturday, they're back on Sunday, mid-afternoon.
Excellent. So, moving on, what else have we lined up out there?
We have over 100 performers, basically. It's plus, we have an acoustic session tent where anywhere from 20 to 50 performer musicians, can they just show up anywhere from Montreal to Toronto. It's quite phenomenal that way.
Right.
Some people come to our event just to play there.
Hmm.
But, yeah, that'll the Saturday night will continue on into the Sunday. There's actually a fiddle mass in the church there, the Holy Name of Mary Church, starting at 10:30, which is an associated event. But our main event starts at noon on the Sunday in the park as well.
Now, Jim, let's back up a little,
mm-hmm.
because while we have been talking about the entertainment,
yes,
there's also classes.
That's true, yeah,
and
exactly.
So anybody that's interested in, be it fiddle or a variety of instruments,
that exactly.
you have a team of teachers lined up to help them.
We do.
Yeah.
Bruce Barton on our committee has really been great at putting this together with Matt Pepin, who's a
mm-hmm.
really well-known local fiddler. The Ottawa Folklore Center, Matt has a place now called the Ottawa Valley School of Traditional Music, which is in the Old Town Hall in Almont. He actually is established there. And then also Mississippi Music Works, three local businesses, in a sense, that have come in to collaborate with us on this.
Right.
We have Terry Lynn Mahusky, Matt Pepin, and Alexis McIsaac doing the fiddle camp, basically, from 10:30 till 4:30, beginner and intermediate classes. Really reasonable prices on this.
Like, right.
Just
right.
amazingly affordable. Bruce does mandolin. Paul Houghton does guitar. We have a whole range of people. Claire Dwyer doing step dance. We have Alistair Dennett, who used to be the drummer with Prairie Oyster, doing the boron.
Right.
And we have banjo. We have a fellow from Mississippi Music Works doing banjo.
Now, aside from the classes and aside from the town hall on the Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
it's free.
Well, it mm-hmm. is. We're encouraging admission by donation this year because
right.
of it is. You know, we have local businesses that sponsor us. About
yeah.
60 of those.
Yeah.
We have Department of Canadian Heritage gives us a bit. Which was really helpful, more than a bit, actually. And the town of Mississippi Mills
mm-hmm.
Gives us a bit of a grant, and they also, in kind, their staff has been
yeah.
tremendous, and council out there.
Because anything like this is it's an expensive feat.
It is.
In
it's,
every respect.
Yeah, it's very much so. I don't even want to talk about the effects of weather. We have some people that hope for the best in terms of weather. We have two women that really help with the weather out there. And
I mean, they pray constantly.
I think they do. and we all do, actually. So it is a bit of, you know, related to that in terms
yeah.
of how this works. A day like today, I'm looking at it today coming in. I said, why couldn't it be today? Because the blue sky in the morning is sort of what determines people's day.
Yes.
You know, they look at that and think, okay, we'll pack up and go out there.
Yeah.
If it's a bit cloudy, it, you know, could deter. So we're hoping that people will, the show will go on. We've got such an amazing stage.
But Jim, can I suggest something here? You know, the last few days, we've had horrendous weather here,
mm-hmm.
but it's been localized. Like, I've noticed I was going a few places on Canada Day from home to somebody's house for a barbecue, and we had a downpour at home, and a half mile away the road was dry. So
so
just because the clouds are there, maybe mm-hmm. It may not be looking good where you are. Can I suggest that you maybe, if there's anyone you know out the West End, or if you, maybe it might be a good idea if you guys put something up on your website
mm-hmm.
on the weekend,
yeah.
Some kind of update
weather
on weather,
watch.
So is that if anybody then is from a different part of the city where weather is flaky, there's some way of confirming that things are functional for you.
Yes, and we've always been really fortunate in the sense that, you're right, it's set in this sort of natural valley, and it seems to just be just
escape.
Great on that day. And
you escape.
And the quality of the stage system that we have out there now, which is equivalent to what you see at the Jazz Fest here, it means the show will always go on,
right.
always. So,
we're going to take another little bit of break from music, and we'll go with, we were talking about Matt Pepin there. And Matt, I know, is just back from Ireland, And Matt has a CD, it's called Pass It Down, and this is track 7 from it, and it's some hornpipe and jig reel. That was Matt Pevin from his CD, Pass It Down. Don't forget the Ottawa Gaels Summer Camp gets underway on Monday. That's tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at General Burns Park. I don't know if there's still vacancies there, but if you contact Kerry Beecher, Dermot Ginnane or Bill Wright, and I'll give you Kerry's phone number, that's 613-324-2348. That's 613-324-2348. You can find out if you can still get, and it's for boys or girls. And girls, 8 to 14 years of age, full week of activities put on by the Ottawa Gaels, which includes skill sets and all that kind of stuff relative to Gaelic football. And we'll be back with you after these messages.
The little Irish village in the heart of the Byward Market had its humble beginnings in 1992 with the now famous Heart and Crown. A second venue, the Snug Pub, since 1997. And then there's Mother McGinty's and Roisin Dubh, the Black Rose. Since 2001, they complete the Irish village, each a treasure in its own way. Visit the Irish village. We can accommodate groups of all sizes. Private seating areas, spacious patios, and party rooms. Tell us about your special event and we will take care of the rest. 613-562-0674.
The Monterey Inn is your premier choice for an exceptional stay in a resort setting along the Rideau River, close to the airport and a short journey to the nation's capital. The Monterey Inn offers a host of features for the discerning visitor that includes meeting and conference facilities, an outdoor heated pool and a fitness centre. Drop in and enjoy the fine dining experience of La Bodega Lounge. The Monterey Inn at 2259 Prince of Wales Drive, 613-288-3500 or www.monterey.ca.
The MCC and Chin Radio invite you to enjoy some great entertainment during your lunch hour each Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with Noon on the Bridge. Tuesday, July 28th, join us for traditional Celtic entertainment with the Brian Boru Orchestra. Show your green. Tuesday, July 28th, by joining us for another free Noon on the Bridge performance on the Plaza Bridge, downtown, overlooking the Rideau Canal. Bring your friends and co-workers. It's free.
And the Brian Boru Orchestra is put together by Ross Davidson. Should be a very interesting afternoon when he gets up there. And I do want to tell you, by the way, that on Tuesday evening, Tara Players are conducting auditions, and they will be at 7 p.m. over at the Ottawa Little Theatre. And it's for women on the verge of HRT. So if you go on the Tara Players website, you'll find out what they're the age group that they're looking for. I mentioned at the top of the show that there's an interesting event or a situation going on in Ireland at the moment, and there's a campaign underway to get the Cliffs of Moher voted as one of the new seven wonders of nature, and it's coming to a climax because the vote closes on the 7th of July, so there's only a few days left. But I have Catherine Webster on the phone, and Catherine is the director of the Cliffs of Moher Visitor Experience, and she's talking to us all the way from the County Clare. Welcome, Catherine, how are you?
I'm very well indeed, Austin. Thank you very much.
And 'tis a long, long way from Clare to here.
I suppose so.
So tell us what's going on.
Well, there's a vote underway at the moment to find the new seven wonders of nature. The what happened was that there's a Swiss organisation, non-profit company that a couple of years ago they did a global online vote to find the new seven wonders of the man-made world, and that attracted 100 million people voting online to vote for the seven man-made wonders of the world. And they've now decided to go for the seven wonders of nature. And at the end of last year, the Cliffs of Moher were shortlisted as Ireland's nominee for this campaign. And we're currently in the current round of voting closes, as you say, on Tuesday, the 7th of July, at which point in time, if we're in the top 77, we will get a chance of being shortlisted for the next round, if you like, by an international jury panel. So we're encouraging everybody who hasn't already done so, to get out there and vote for the Cliffs of Moher. You get seven votes, so you get to vote for seven natural wonders around the world. So we're encouraging everyone to go out and vote. Put the Cliffs of Moher as one of your seven, but you get six others as well. And you can go to the Cliffs of Moher website, which is www.cliffsofmoher.ie, and there's a link to the voting from our homepage.
So tell me, Catherine, I guess it's proportional representation then, with your seven choices. I'm teasing. Cliffs of Moher, how are things in Ireland from a tourist season, seeing as we are in July and you're in the middle of what would be the season?
It's actually doing reasonably well, Austin, so far this year, for us at the Cliffs at any rate. We've seen some quite good weather in May and June, and that's always a help from our point of view. We're a little bit down on last year by about 8% of visitors, but that's, you know, given the economic circumstances that we're in, we had feared to be a lot more down. And we're certainly still seeing people coming from all over the world, and certainly people coming from North America and the United States. And I believe there are some great deals to be had on airfares over, so certainly people are still coming. The Cliffs are probably the most visited natural site in Ireland. We get nearly a million visitors every year, so we're still quite busy there.
I know there was a bit of a controversy, I think it was last year or the year before, was there, because, and I know I'm dumping this on you without any warning, but wasn't there a scenario where was it buskers or musicians or a variety of people that were protesting some change in rules around the Cliffs?
Well, there was a big media controversy, shall we say, at the time that basically there's a new visitor centre which opened at the Cliffs in 2007, and that was a project by Clare County Council to provide new facilities at the Cliffs of Moher. And as part of that, there's an entire visitor management programme. We've got Cliffs of Moher Rangers there providing guided tours and education programmes and so on. And one of the things that was Clare County Council really wanted to do was get the casual trading situation at the Cliffs under control. There was a lot of sort of haphazard trading going on there. I suppose the busking was one of the things that, there was some debate about trying to stop busking at the Cliffs. Now, I certainly would not have been in favour of that. But what we did at the Cliffs, and we did this very much in consultation with the buskers, was we set up a busking licence system, which is similar to ones they have in various places around the world. They introduced one in the London Underground a number of years ago, and the buskers there, so we have people there that have been busking at the Cliffs for many years, and it's very, traditional Irish music is very much part of the atmosphere there. It's one of the few places you can go to hear the Celtic harp played in the open air, or, you know, sort of the, there's a lot of other traditional musicians there. So that busking license scheme was put in place in 2007, and it's been running very, very successfully. And so what we ask is that if people are wishing to come and busk there, they come and apply for a license rather than just coming up, because there are certain restrictions. You can't, for example, you can play acoustic instruments, but you can't play amplified instruments at the cliffs because of the seabirds.
So, in summary, Catherine, because I want to get the website out there again, if somebody does want to vote, and so we don't distract from why we want to cover it, they have until Tuesday.
And Tuesday is the deadline, so I believe it's quite late in the day on Tuesday. It's the deadline of Tuesday at the international dateline, so all through the time zones of the States you can get there. It's www.cliffsofmoher.ie, and Cliffs of Moher is all one word.
And again, that's
There's a link directly on the homepage that goes straight into the voting.
Excellent. Well, Catherine, thanks a million for taking the call. And
not at all, Austin.
I hope we're.
Thanks for talking to me.
I hope we're successful.
And hopefully, we'll see some of your listeners at the Cliffs of Moher in the next little while.
Well, any of you that go to the Cliffs of Moher, be sure and put a note in the visitors' book that where you heard about it and why you're there. That'll be the way to let Catherine know. And we're going to play a piece of music, and it's from a session. And this is it should be in there. What we'll do is, in fact, we'll go and play a little piece of music from Tom Pants. And this is another group that will be out at the Almond Cal Fest. And maybe if we go with the opening track on that. And because there's a festival going on out here next weekend, Catherine, where you say that you don't get too many places where you hear the harp being played in the open air. But next weekend out at the Almond Cal Fest, Acacia Lyra, which is a local harp duo, will be playing the Irish harp at the festival also. Thanks a million, Catherine, for taking the call.
Thanks, Austin.
You are listening to the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM, and this is The Town Pants. And that was the Town Pants and Bottle of Rain. And that's one thing, Jim, I know you're not hoping that there'll be any bottles of rain out at the Alma Kelfast next weekend.
It'll be bottled and sealed.
Yes, in fact, the only rain will be. It'll be fresh water in bottles. Another thing going on next weekend in the Valley, and that is the Art of Being Green. And it's the sixth year. It's a free weekend festival held in Lanark Highlands, and it's about an hour west of Ottawa. And the festival showcases local, provincial and national efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. I was attracted to it purely because, of course, the Art of Being Green is something that comes natural to us. But I have Beth Peterkin on the line. Beth, welcome to the Gaelic Hour.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
So what's going on out there the coming weekend?
What's going on out there? Well, first of all, people need to know that we're only 10 minutes from Elmont, so our friends in Elmont are very close by to us, and folks from Ottawa can travel out Highway 417 West and take the Elmont exit the best way. We're at the Middleville Fairgrounds, and this festival, as you said, has been going on for 6 years. We have... We look at all kinds of issues around renewable energy and saving the environment, but we do it in a very fun and family-friendly way with workshops, entertainment, exhibitors, great food, really something for the whole family.
And when you say entertainment, what type of entertainment have you coming up out there?
Well, we have a children's tent where we have activities and entertainment, particularly for the younger set, with some crafts and environmental projects. Mary Lambert is someone who is well-known in Eastern Ontario as a children's entertainer. She'll be with us. And we also have a musical workshop for kids. A vocal group from Southwestern Ontario who work with children in music are coming in to do a music workshop to help kids find their voice and find their musical expression, which should be kind of fun.
Now, what hours do you run out there for the festival, Beth?
We kick it off on Friday evening, this coming Friday, from 5 to 9. Now, the exhibit area is not open, but we have entertainment. We have a free barbecue. The mayor will be there flipping burgers. And, of course, it's all local food because our emphasis is on the environment, so we do promote the use of local food. The youth center is running some games and activities for children, and it's just a great evening to bring your lawn chair and come and join us. Watch the exhibitors being set up, have a look at the tented city, enjoy a nice summer's evening with no rain, as I might recall. You were talking about earlier. And then Saturday, we operate from 10 until 5, and Sunday from 10 till 4. The total exhibit area is open during that time, plus the two entertainment tents, the workshops, all of the exhibits. And also our museum, which is just around the corner, has some special renewable energy exhibits from the 1800s. Some machinery that is operated by dog power and horsepower and people power. So that'll be an interesting addition to the festival this year.
Indeed, indeed. You have a website?
We do, artofbeinggreen.com, and that is updated frequently. It's pretty much full now. There's maybe a few additions that we have to add in the coming days, but the full workshop schedule, the entertainment schedule, we have a band that some of your listeners might be aware of is Corkery Road from the Carp area who plays Celtic music. They will be with us on Saturday afternoon at 10 o'clock in the entertainment tent, so I encourage everyone to come on out.
Right, so anyone that is out there and then wants to get a varied sample that can head over to Elmont, or the Elmont people can head over there and take in two festivals in the one weekend.
It's going to be a busy stretch of road between Elmont and Middleville next weekend.
It is indeed. Well, Beth, I'm going to let you go and say thanks indeed for coming up and keeping us up to date. And again, if you want to give us the website before we let you hang up.
Sure. It's artofbeinggreen.com.
Thanks a million, Beth, and have a wonderful day. And I hope you've a successful event out there in the coming weekend.
Thank you so much.
Jim, so you're lots of stuff going out that side of the city.
You're right, and I think it is great to package these two things together because they're very close, and thematically I think they're close, and I think it's a good thing. And Middleville is an amazing fairgrounds, the ancient old fairgrounds there, which is wonderful just to experience that as well.
Right. We got a sample there at the Town Pants.
They're kind of we don't have an official headliner, but if there was one, I think we'd consider them to be. They're coming in from Vancouver. They do have Valley connections here with the Schwartz family up the Valley.
Right.
But, yeah, they're high energy. We sort of build the show we try to do something for everybody. And at the same time, there's certain parts of the show where everybody just gets up and gives her, as they say out there. And this band, I think, will do that, get people on their feet for sure. And it's on the Sunday night. Beth talked about local food. We're really putting an emphasis on that on our festival this year. We've got Footies, which is a local a new business that you know, caters and does local foods, and then Ballygiblins, which is really emphasizing local produce, working with the farming community out there. The Legion puts on food. We have other vendors as well, but we want people to stay around through the day and have. And I think food's a big part of this too, we can sustain them and. Always we find there's a bit of a dip around the supper hour on the Sunday because we've kind of run out of food at that. Well, not this year. Right. This year we would like people to stay until about 7:30 when it ends, and they're going to be well-fed and well-nourished.
Now, I have to mention also, of course, that my newsletter went out there, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and on it there was an opportunity to click and enter for a pair of tickets for the Saturday night kitchen Kaylee or party that's going to go on at the town hall. Right. And we will give another pair of tickets away tomorrow night. Mary will be here tomorrow night for the music show, and we will give a pair of tickets away on air tomorrow night also.
Austin, I'm going to, if I could make a variation on that, because our committee last week, this is late news in a sense, and I haven't briefed you on this, but we're not going to charge admission for the Saturday night show.
Okay, we're still giving away free tickets.
But we're going to give away, we'd like to give away tickets to the workshops, and then if people do come in with that, we'll give them a behind-the-scenes stage and introduce them to the performers and that kind of thing. So
okay.
If people do want to call in, we'll take their names, I'll meet them at the door.
And, so not only have we have more than one pair of free tickets.
We do
away.
Indeed. So sorry.
So in fact, Gary on the other side of the glass, Larry, you can give some free tickets away on your show also. Yeah,
sounds like a great deal. Maybe some free beer too.
Well, I don't know if that was part of it.
For you, Gary, anything.
Thank you.
So that's actually certainly should draw the crowd in, and
so.
It's we're looking at about 50. How long did it take you to come in this morning?
It's a great trip in. It's 45 minutes, I would say. You know, 45, 50 minutes max. Today was even faster.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have put it off, but maybe 30 minutes normally to get out to Talmont from downtown.
Certainly from downtown and from the West End. It's we're only 20, 25 minutes from the Scotiabank place.
Yeah,
it's an easy trip in.
So somewhere to go, as I say, there's always activities on, but it's nice. Not only that, Almont is a beautiful place to walk around.
It is. We have the River Walk. We have a really attractive downtown. We've got the Barley Mow and other restaurants in the downtown. We've got, it's just a very walkable, friendly community. And parking's free. There's not a meter out there. And one thing to look at this year, we're down to one entry in. They've closed the bridge, which is our downtown river bridge. And so we're going to, there'll be people guiding people in, and there'll be maps online about the parking and that kind of thing. So
I like it. Like here you have a situation. You have only one entry in, so this controls access when you're to a free concert. It's the right way to do it.
Indeed.
You know, like if you were charging, you'd probably have 10 or 12 entrants. Mm-hmm. We'll take a musical break before we come towards the close. We'll actually play a piece by Ian Tamblyn. And Ian is, it's in the system. Ian is performing out at the Art of Being Green also, and I forgot to get Beth to mention that. But this is from the 25th anniversary CD from the Ottawa Folklore Centre, a piece called The Quiet Place.
Low-lit clouds, a darkened pool. comes without warning. Headed now to the inner light, where the distance traveled is more within. Though you may feel all alone, you are traveling with old friends, old friends. Now's the time for the quiet place I'll share with you, for I feel you are with me now. Long halls, swinging doors, gray cliff walls. I look up and see the blue.
Of course, that's Ian Tamblyn, and Ian will be out at The Art of Being Green, which is in Lanark Highlands. If you feel like brunch today, head down to the Heart and Crown in Preston, because they're now serving brunch every Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I know the food at the Heart and Crown or any of the pubs that are involved is tremendous. And when it comes to entertainment, Wednesday to Saturday, you can catch entertainment, be it at the Heart and Crown, the Byward Market, Mother McGinty's, the Old Dubliner, the Poorhouse, or over on the Heart and Crown on Preston Street. And actually, Town Pants, who we've just played, will be at Mother McGinty's on the 10th and the 11th. That's Friday and Saturday night. They'll be down at Mother McGinty's here in the market. Jim, any other things that we forgot to cover? I know you mentioned there's some sporting. You might have some rugby out there.
Yeah, the Lanark Highlanders have teamed up with us, literally. We've tried to grow that element of the festival a little bit. So they have what's called the Celtfest Cup Challenge, and usually it's well, last year it was Ottawa Irish, it's been the Bytown Beavers, and it's a Division II men's rugby game.
Right.
And the Highlanders' motto is trample the wounded and hurdle the dead. And they're tough, they're a formidable force of made up of people from across Lanark County, and they won it last year, and they'll be back to defend their championship this year.
Right.
The Highland Games, which is the North Lanark Highland Games in August, is also get demo sports here,
right,
in our event.
So again, Almont Gemmell Park, starting Saturday and running Saturday through Sunday. Lots to go out and see. One of the things Jim and I were just chatting about, we will have Sarah Thornton, hopefully will come out and join me out there. Sarah is the Ottawa Rose that will be going to Tralee to represent Ottawa. For the first time, there is an Ottawa Rose in Tralee, and it's the 50th anniversary of the Rose of Tralee. And we're pretty excited things are coming together. Sarah, one of the things she had asked me, she's interested in doing as an internship in Dáil-Éireann when she's over there. And I was talking to one of the members of Parliament during the week, and we've been able to line her up that after the Rose of Tralee event, that she will be able to work in the Dáil as an intern for a period of time. And she also wants to volunteer at the Dublin Theatre Festival while she's in Ireland. So pretty exciting that she has won the trip to Ireland and will participate. Coming up now, we're going to actually play Planxty and go out on Planxty. And I have to tell you, one of the members of Planxty is Christy Moore. Christy Moore is my guest next Sunday. And I'm honoured indeed. I'll devote the whole programme to Christy Moore, because Christy Moore is an icon in every respect when it comes to Irish music. He's been on the road since the 60s and continues to draw crowds, fill the place when he appears. And I was chatting with him on Friday, and we're going to record actually during the week, so it will be a recorded interview. But Christy has agreed to a full program, and I would urge you to come and join me for that. Mary will be here tomorrow night. You have been listening to the Gaelic Hour here on Chin 97.9 FM with Austin Cameron. The program hopefully will be up online in about 45 minutes to an hour as a podcast. And Jim, thanks for coming
in. Thank you.
And Gary, thanks a million on the other side, the lads, for taking care of me. I want to also thank the Irish Village Group of Companies, the Heart and Crown, and the Monterey Inn Resort. Without their help, this program would not be on the air. And all the support that we get is most gratefully received. So get out there, enjoy the sun. And hopefully I can get out and enjoy the wind on Gwy or on Tránónaseo and get a little bit of sailing in. So until tomorrow night with Mary, this is Austin Cameron saying, Slán go fóill.
Canada's capital. This is CJLL, Ottawa Gatineau's multicultural.